Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. This is a show where you get to ask us questions and get the guided messages that are channeled through DC Love and myself to help you to make the changes that you need to make in your life. And we will start out by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love to tell you all about her.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, everyone. Happy Easter. How are you, Barbara?
Great.
Awesome. Well, I think I had a couple too many chocolate little bunnies. Because if you looked on my Facebook page, you saw a little peep send in a shout out, you know, and there was a picture of the Easter bunny taking calls for us. I've got to laugh the sugar, I think, a little bit. But, you know, today being Easter, I'm going to just, you know, give myself, you know, a little slack there. But I'm known as DC Love. I'm known as the magical DC Love, the real DC Love. Whatever one you choose is fine with me. I've had an amazing journey, and my journey started with cookies flying off of countertops. My cell phone began to text me, and I felt like spirit was just like actually sitting on me, and it felt so unbelievably heavy that I was screaming, "Get off!" So spirit really got my attention, and because of it, it propelled me forward onto this amazing path. I just love my path. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer. I'm an empath, a Reiki master teacher, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, an animal communicator, and formerly I was a law enforcement officer. And some of the really cool stuff is the way I received my education. It wasn't received in the conventional manner. I've traveled to heaven, and I've been there a few times. Sometimes I was there to visit loved ones, but other times I was there to attend schools of higher learning. It helps me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. This is also where my channeling began and where I first connected with Jesus and Mother Mary and discovered higher levels of consciousness and healing on a soul's level. All of this was sudden. It was unexpected, and it changed the course of my life forever. I'm still amazed by my amazing journey. And it really helped me to see that, wow, I do have a strong connection with the spirit world. Since then, I've never looked back. I continue to serve and protect. I've traded in my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the angels, the ascended masters, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and we can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Yep, that's right, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I first connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It did take me a while to realize, wow, you know what, this is really a divine connection that we have. And Joan has left a door open, and those from the other side continue to walk through that door. And my chance encounter with her has given me access to the most wide variety of divine source. As well, it gives me the ability to relate and work with clients that are worldwide and from all walks of life. Again, my journey has been anything but normal, and I wouldn't have it any other way. My purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good evening, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. Barbara?
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, an innate healing releasing technique practitioner, a spiritual energy healer, an author, a speaker, and a teacher. I help people to find what they're looking for, to look within themselves for the answers, and to help them make changes to their beliefs, which make changes in their lives. One of the things that I've been taught over and over and over and over, because apparently I need to be taught over and over and over and over, is that everything starts within each of us. So my guidance is telling me that everything that I've ever been looking for is within me. And they are teaching me to go within first instead of looking out there in the world for the answers, to find that place within me where the answers already are. Because anytime you have a problem, you also have a solution. And you actually probably have several solutions. But most people don't look within themselves for the answers that they're looking for. So that is what DC Love and I do. We look within you to find what it is you're looking for and help you to see what is already there. So this show was created so that you would have the opportunity to gain a greater understanding of yourself, your life, and whatever the issues are, and to also help you to let go of whatever it is you need to let go of. You can learn more about me and what I do by visiting my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. There's lots of information there, so feel free to look around. And if you have questions, email me, and I will actually answer. Okay, DC, now it is time for us to talk with the people who have pressed the number one so that the lovely symbol is on the switchboard, and we can find out what's going on in their lives today. And our first person is from area code 805.
Hi, who's this? Oh, thank you. Hi, DC. Hi, Barbara. This is Donna.
Hi, Donna. What can we do for you today?
Easter. Yeah.
Happy Easter to you, too.
Oh, thank you. I'm expecting something to come into my life because I was doing my meditation, and all of a sudden my intuition said it's coming soon. And then my whole body just immersed in love and appreciation and gratitude, and then a couple days later, I heard the same thing. It's coming soon, so, you know, I'm just expecting something, because that's like my intuition talking to me, and or my soul, I'm not sure which one, but I wanted to know what you were picking up, because I would like to meet someone, a fellow, for a relationship, and I would like to manifest more money so I could pay off my bills and maybe go traveling before I get too old.
Whenever someone says that, I always wonder, well, how old is too old? I haven't yet to figure what that one really means.
Well, just I'm 65 tomorrow. Tomorrow's my birthday. And I just
oh, well, happy birthday. My goodness.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you. Because,
and 65 is not old.
Well, then I
no, it isn't
so much as how you feel. I mean, I don't feel the same as when I was in my 20s. Yeah. I mean, I just don't. I don't have the same vitality or energy. Or so I imagine what it's going to be like when I'm 75 or 85. It's going to be different. You know, it's a little
you know,
harder.
It can get better. It can get better
flew,
and better.
Yeah, I flew to Europe, and, boy, that jet lag just got me. I had to rest for a whole week. I couldn't do anything. You know, the jet lag was just too much. I never experienced that when I was younger, you know, so I don't know. But, yeah, I think it can get better. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Okay, DC, what are you getting for Donna?
Well, Donna, the first thing that I was getting, before you even said your name, I saw Jesus coming in and I heard the word miracle.
Oh, I heard that, too, about
so,
3 days
yes,
ago.
That
I
was
swim
the...
every day, and I heard miracle. So it's a miracle, then, that's coming in.
He's been with you, and you sort of, it's sort of like you're trying to script write what's going to happen. You know, like you're the script writer of this story, but you've got to let go and let God, okay? And sort of like, you know, like let go of the way you think, the way you think that things should be, okay?
Yeah.
And allow Jesus to come in and allow him to just bring in this amazing miracle. And what I'm getting, you know, you may have been, like in the past maybe, you may have been thinking about like ordinary things in your life, simple pleasures, like getting up in the morning and having a nice hot cup of coffee, which is, to me, is a great pleasure. But you sort of stay grounded, and as you're being grounded, maybe having that beautiful cup of coffee, dream a little bit bigger.
Okay.
And Donna, being that this is your, you know, this tomorrow's your birthday and everything, for the beginning of your birth year, things are going to go in an amazing way for you. I'm getting wishes come true. So whatever it is that you've been asking for, don't be surprised if it doesn't show up, okay?
Okay, don't be surprised.
I don't know if you keep a journal. Excuse me?
You mean, don't be surprised if it does show up. I mean, if it doesn't show up or does show up, be surprised.
It does. But you've been wishing for it because it's sort of like I said, you're thinking about the ordinary and you're forgetting about the extraordinary. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm getting really good things are coming your way, you know, and that what you've been wishing for is, you know, it's coming your way. And think about what you've been asking for.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know, your dreams are about to manifest, you know, and you deserve all the good that's coming your way, hon, okay?
Yeah.
But I'm getting you have a little bit of an issue when it comes to really, like, staying in the moment. Donna, your focus is in the past and your focus is in the future. And what about right now? What about the present, Donna?
Yeah.
I'm getting,
well,
you know, you've got it, you know, a little bit more. And you've got to realize, again, you can't change everything, okay? And when we realize that, when I said, you know, let go and let God, if we are able to do that, life is going to be, you know, it's going to go much more smoothly for you if you can go with the flow, okay? Does that make sense to you, going with the flow?
Yes. And I've been getting out more, taking classes, going to lectures, swimming every day for an hour, walking on the beach for an hour in the water, and meditating 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes at night, and spending time reading. So I'm doing things that make me happy, you know? Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay. But you still have, like, something within you that's, like, saying, you know, like, what is it that's holding me back? I want to break free, okay?
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
You asked, you know, like about love and everything, and I do feel, you know, that love can come your way, but you've got to open up a little bit more and sort of take a chance and let people see the real you. And, you know, sometimes when we put our, you know, ourselves out there like that, it's a little scary, okay? You know, to be vulnerable and to let your guard down. But when we do this, it's, you know, it's also magical because you're going to see that more love does come your way, okay? So you've got to be willing to be open, okay? And I'm getting, you know, the way that you, like, view the world and everything, you know, that's why there's, like, a little bit of a barrier, okay? But you've got to allow others to see, you know, the beautiful person that you are, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I think I put up a guard a little bit because, I mean, with people, I mean, they've just been so untrustworthy and, you know, things like that. And they say one thing and they're not telling the truth about who they are. So I do have a little bit of a guard because I don't want to get caught into something that, you know, isn't good.
Okay.
Because they're not living their truth. Like, I got on a dating site, and oh, my gosh. I mean, I always say, well, call me.
Donna, you're filled with fear, okay? There's a little bit of fear there, and you've got to, you know, every now and then just take a breath and, you know, and allow yourself to trust. You know, allow the worry to just, you know, fade away, the anxiety, the fear, and release them, okay? And when we do, you to see, like you said, you know, different parts of yourself are going to surface. And, you know, allow love to come in. Allow blessings to come into your life, okay?
Yeah.
And when you know, everything is going to be transformed, and it's going to be transformed through the powerful energy of love, okay? Now, what was your other question, Donna? Was it in regard to work as well?
Yeah, I did. A friend of mine gave me a job for 2 weeks, 4 hours a day, taking care of a blind man. His girlfriend's going on a trip down the Amazon, so I'll be doing that. But then after that, I don't really have anything. Every month, you know, but it's not a lot.
Yeah, and getting opportunities may suddenly, you know, appear for you. And don't be afraid. Have confidence in yourself.
Yeah.
Okay? And just, you've got to stay positive and think about what it is that you would want to do and allow it to come to you. I keep hearing, you know, like pennies from heaven. So I'm getting money's coming your way. I'm getting like a new job. Okay? And a lot of like really nice surprises. So this is going to be a really beautiful, you know, like new birth year for you, okay?
Uh-huh. Oh,
and
very
you've
nice.
Got, you know, you've got to give yourself like little breaks here and there and just relax. Like you said, you're taking that walk and you're doing things like that because it's really helping, okay? And I'm also getting like, you're going to feel like, I feel like, you know, like you feel this attraction to this special someone, okay?
Yeah.
So,
oh,
just watch, because what I'm getting, special someone could actually be in a place where you may, you know, obtain a job. And the angels are saying you've got to watch that you don't mix like business with pleasure, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, I like being friends with guy anyway. I like to be friends first anyways. Good friends.
Yes. And I'm also getting, be careful, because I do see this very handsome gentleman coming in, and he has very dark hair. And he sort of catches you off guard, and you do have like a magnetic attraction to him, but you've got to watch because he's got another side of himself that he really doesn't show you in the beginning. And this person, I don't think would be the right, you know, the right person to connect with. Okay.
Oof. Yeah. Yeah.
You've got to watch,
but
I'm getting, you know, don't let that scare you. Okay. Because I am getting, you know, there is going to be, you know, someone else coming in. So just, you know, take it slow, and you may meet someone casually, and it may turn into something a little bit more. And don't be afraid to have open communication, okay?
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to, you know, to say what's on your mind, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I am getting, like I said, something casual could turn into something more, okay? I don't know if you get out and socialize enough. But I'm getting, you know, now would be the time, if you're thinking about it, it would be a great time. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, I'll do that.
And
I'll get out more.
And the angels are saying, you know, you don't have to settle. Because settling is not really what life is all about. Settling is what you do in your bag, getting what you want out of life, you know, might be too good to be true. So, you know, do not settle. Okay?
Yeah. No, I won't. I mean, I'd rather be alone.
You can have more. Okay. So,
yeah.
But I do feel, like you said, there is a little bit of fear in you, and the fear is not
there
for
is.
Your, it's not for your, you know, you've got to get rid of the fear. And also, you know, there's little Donna within you, your inner child, and she's saying, you know what, she has been an adult for so long, and she doesn't really give me the attention that I deserve. I want to play with her. I want to have fun. So don't neglect that beautiful inner child, okay? She's craving your attention. She's saying, you know what, she's being a little overly critical of herself as well, okay? So watch that too. Don't be overly critical of yourself, okay? And, you know, let that little inner child know that you too want to connect with her and you want to have, you know, some fun. Because she's saying, you know, that, you know, like, big Donna, she does enjoy a challenge, you know, and that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. Okay? Okay, what is she
saying? Yeah.
Okay, but she's saying you sort of, she's like, she's looking and then she's looking back. So what is it that you've been thinking about? Have there been any maybe like times in your past that you've been thinking about? Because I'm getting like looking back. Have you thought about, you know, anything in your
past? No kids. And I don't have kids. My family's far away. They don't really celebrate. And so I'm all by myself all day on holiday.
Okay. Well, you know, you're not alone. Many people are. But even though that's, you know, happening and you feel like, you know, you don't have the joy that you want, know that, you know, the angels are with you. And that's why, you know, we're here today because we want to connect with those that, you know, want to just maybe talk, you know, and we're here for you. So just know that even though, you know, you may not have had the company that you, you know, you would have liked, it's okay. And in every situation, Donna, you can find a little bit of joy. You can find happiness. You can find blessings. Okay? So with that being said, I feel like, you know, you are in need of a little bit of healing, hon, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm getting, and before I turn you over to Barbara, I'm getting a gentleman in spirit, possibly with a letter C name. He may have been like a friend, a family friend. And he's saying, you know, like your family on the other side, they're very proud of you. And they want you going forward, okay? So just keep going forward. And Donna, do you, I know for myself, like I can meet someone that I went to high school with, and I look and I recognize that face immediately and I know who they are. And I'm getting you two have, you know, the ability of recognizing people. You have a thing for faces as well.
Yeah,
that's what I'm getting. Okay, I just feel like you said, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara because you do need a little bit of healing, and it's going to help you to really go forward and really feel better, hon, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, DC. I appreciate that.
Oh, and happy birthday tomorrow, hon.
Yeah.
Okay, Donna. We are going to do some of those wonderful, dear, innate statements.
Okay.
Oh, one of the things that I was getting when DC was talking about a man coming into your life, one of the things that I heard was be open no matter what his age is.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I don't know if you're one of those women that thinks he needs to be the same age as you or maybe a little older, but I get that this person might be younger. Up to 10 years younger.
Oh, all right. Well, I look younger anyway. Yeah.
Okay.
I look about 10 years younger. Yeah, if I could go younger.
Well, in that case, it's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to do some clearing statements about some of the things that they're showing me that you need to let go of so that you can actually move forward and embrace your life. Okay, so here we go. Dear innate, I release the fear.
Do you want me to repeat it?
Yes.
Oh, now what was the first? Would you say it again, please?
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to love.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to love.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to make money.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to make money.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to get younger and younger.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to get younger and younger.
Dear Innate, I am filled with vitality.
Dear Innate, I am filled with vitality.
Dear Innate, I release societal beliefs about age.
Dear Innate, I release the
societal beliefs about age.
Societal beliefs about age.
Dear Innate, I give myself permission to change.
Dear Innate, I give myself permission to change.
Dear Innate, I move forward in my life.
Dear Innate, I move forward in my life.
Dear Innate, I release all need to be a victim.
Dear Innate, I release all need to be a victim.
Dear Innate, I create my reality.
Dear Innate, I create my reality.
Dear Innate, God is always on my side.
Dear Innate, God is always on my side.
Dear Innate, I create the impossible.
Dear Innate, I create the impossible.
Dear Innate, I am opening up to life.
Dear Innate, I am opening up to life.
Dear Innate, I am opening up to love.
Dear Innate, I am opening up to love.
Dear Innate, I am opening up to health.
Dear Innate, I am opening up to health.
Dear Innate, I am opening up to prosperity.
Dear Innate, I am opening up to prosperity.
Dear Innate, I release the past.
Dear Innate, I release the past.
Dear Innate, I released my past identities.
Dear Innate, I release my past identities.
Dear Innate, I know who I am.
Dear Innate, I know who I am.
Dear Innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear Innate, I love and accept myself.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Oh, yeah, that was amazing. That was amazing. I mean, it's like to hear those words. And, yeah, I put my hand on my heart and I said the words, and they all made sense. They all made sense. And, yeah, that's lovely. I felt a lot of self-love saying them. Yeah,
wonderful.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Thank you.
Your life is wow. Now changing, so soon is now.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. I'm so glad I spoke to both of you. Oh, thank you so much.
You
really appreciate
welcome.
That.
Oh,
thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay. You're going to have to call us when you get that young man in your life.
All right. All right, I will.
Okay. Well, have a great day.
Have a nice
sweetheart.
Evening. Thank you. You too.
You too.
Both of you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We're moving to the caller from area code 914. Hi. Who's this?
Hi, it's Kat. I was calling to wish you lovely ladies a wonderful, joyful Easter. And yes,
thank you
for all you do. Yes. Yes, and I think it's so special that you're on tonight. Yes, I think that's so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. And thank you. We really love to hear from you.
Oh, thank you. I really love to hear your lady's beautiful voice and kindness that you give to everybody.
Kat, I have to ask you, have you felt like you're ascending and, you know, you are very spiritual, and I just feel like I sort of see like a staircase, and I see, you know, this figure going up the staircase, and I feel like you are ascending. That new experience are soon coming to you. Okay? I feel like maybe like it might be an opportunity coming your way, a spiritual opportunity. It may be one of your guides are presenting themselves.
Oh,
wow. A time of awakening and change. So I don't know if you've been feeling, have you been feeling any different?
I really have been having those dreams like so much where I feel like I'm somewhere else, like, you know, not like a normal dream, just like a pulling. It's always a church by water. And I don't know, it's just like such a great love is as best as I could express
it. What about your third eye, Kat? Have you been having like any visions through your third eye?
Not really visions, but the other day I felt such a connection with somebody who's like on the other side of the planet, and it was like an instant, like picking up the phone, like almost like telepathic.
Okay, because I'm getting sort of like you were thinking or something, and you know, it was like almost as they were there with you, you know?
Wow, yeah, it felt like that. It really did.
And have you been connecting with your dad as well?
Yes, I have been talking to him more and trying to feel him more, like being more open.
Okay. And I'm hearing like you're talking to him, but I'm also hearing like music playing. And I just feel like about something, and he's just trying to, you know, to help you to stop worrying. I don't know what you're worrying about, but he's, you know, he doesn't want you to worry. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
What you're trying to do with your projects and everything.
Okay.
Start to help you to go forward with the future and to achieve what you want to achieve. Okay.
Yeah.
And I sort of what I'm getting from him too is like, you've got to let go of what you believe you can achieve so that you can grow and so that you can change.
Okay.
You're holding on to beliefs that maybe that were his beliefs.
Oh.
Rather than what you on your own journey know, you know?
Yeah.
So he wants you to connect with your heart. He wants you to connect with your soul. And live the life that is meant for you. Honor what you, you know, are wanting and what you want to do. Okay?
Yeah.
Because you know it's true for you, Kat. Okay?
Yeah.
And you've got to connect your truth and let it guide you to where you want to go. Okay? So
yeah.
I feel like your dad is helping you to go forward on that beautiful path of yours. Okay, and to really be happy, and you know, and to have the life that you want. But are you taking good care of yourself now?
Yes, I believe so. I believe better than I've been in trying to get to bed earlier and everything. Yes.
Oh, that's good. Okay. So I'm just getting there's something from the past that you're holding on to, and your dad is telling me, I'm not sure exactly what it is, but you've got to let go of that so you can go forward and really live the life that you want to live, Kat. Mm-hmm. So there's some kind of belief that you're holding on to. Like I said, it could be, you know, from your dad and your family history. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And once you let go of this, Kat, you're going to have more freedom right now, and you're going to have more freedom going forward. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel within you, like there's really something heavy that needs to really be lifted and to really be released. Okay?
Okay.
And to allow you to live the life that you want to live and really do it joyously. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
And she's ready. She's ready to go forward and experience more.
Wow.
Okay. And it's sort of like, I don't know, maybe like, you know, with you going forward and growing forward, like going and growing, you feel like you have to give up something, and your dad is saying, no, that's not true. Okay?
Okay. That makes sense. Yes.
You can have what you want, and you can have, you know, happiness, and you can go forward on that beautiful spiritual path that you're on. And he's saying, you know, like, don't forget to have a little bit more fun.
Yeah.
And when you kick back a little bit, you actually may go further. If that makes sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is he showing me?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, so he's been just, like, trying to connect with you and giving you, like, these little messages. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I see his birthday on license plates all the time.
Yeah, well, I just see that, like, wow, you are going, you know, you're going to be growing by leaps and bounds spiritually.
Wow.
So make sure that you have meditate to connect and go within to that, you know, where that inner guidance is stored, okay?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, to connect with your higher self. And, of course, you know, you can call in and connect with us, you know, connect on shows
mm-hmm.
if you need guidance. Okay, and it's sort of, you know, to really feel one with the universe, Kat, okay?
Yes.
And your dad is saying, you know, like your heart chakra is really opening. Wow, it feels like really open at this time.
Oh, thank God.
And, yes, and share what you're feeling with others. And I, as I'm saying that, I'm smelling the beautiful roses that Mother Mary has.
Oh.
They're just beautiful. And I could smell the beautiful roses. Your dad is asking that you try to stay positive. It's really important. Do you use affirmations, Kat?
Maybe not as much as I should.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Dad is saying, like, even the people you connect with, like, online or wherever, are these people that are, like, people that are going to help you go forward on your journey? Are they positive people?
Right.
Okay, because
yes,
if they're not,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because if they actually, like, inhibit your growth and, you know, stop you from going forward. So just be mindful of the people you connect with.
Yes.
Okay? Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
But he's very, very proud of you, Kat. He's very, very proud of you. Okay? Okay,
mm-hmm.
And I just...
Yeah.
I'm getting like a man, he's saying like a man that he's talking about, work-wise, a man. He can, like, you know, he can be very helpful, but in a way, like, you know, he can be a little condescending and patronizing, okay?
Okay.
So he's saying just watch. Just watch, because this gentleman can be helpful, but... if he gets a little bit too, you know, difficult to be around, or maybe even like a little bit like his behavior is a little bit inappropriate, you know, just be on the alert, because there could be like sort of like a confrontation, okay?
Oh, wow.
So just, you know, just watch is when I'm getting, Kat, okay? So he's talking about him, okay? And he's saying, like, On the other hand, there's someone that you can count upon, and this person has a J name. There's a gentleman with a J name. I don't know if this gentleman is, you know, connected presently.
Jason? Maybe Jason.
Okay. The the way that your father presents him to me, it's sort of like he has hair on the lighter end of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And this person he's saying is trustworthy and reliable, Kat.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, and your dad is asking you to stay grounded, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
he's saying, you know, you've won tough times, but that's not going to be the case. Everything is changing. So what I have to do now
Hallelujah.
Is I have to actually talk to Barbara, because you do have some heavy emotions that you still have within you, and they are limiting, you know, your growth, okay?
Okay.
And we want to take care of that, Kat. God bless you, and happy Easter, Kat.
God bless you, too, you and yours, and happy, happy, blessed Easter. Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, Kat, we're going to do some of those dear innate statements, so repeat after me.
Okay.
Dear innate, I love my mother.
Dear innate, I love my mother.
Dear innate, I love my father.
Dear innate, I love my father.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I am not my mother.
Dear innate, I am not my mother.
Dear innate, I am not my father.
Dear innate, I am not my father.
Dear innate, I am myself.
Dear innate, I am myself.
Dear innate, I release the desires of my mother.
Dear innate, I release the desires of my mother.
Dear innate, I release the desires of my father.
Dear innate, I release the desires of my father.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for myself.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for myself.
Dear innate, I create my reality.
Dear innate, I create my reality.
Dear innate, I deserve to live my own life.
Dear innate, I deserve to live my own life.
Dear innate, no one else controls me.
Dear innate, no one else controls me.
Dear innate, I have the freedom to be me.
Dear innate, I have the freedom to be me.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to be me.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to be me.
Dear innate, I trust my intuition.
Dear innate, I trust my intuition.
Dear innate, I achieve my goals.
Dear innate, I achieve my goals.
Dear innate, I am powerful.
Dear innate, I am powerful.
Dear innate, I release all fear.
Dear innate, I release all fear.
Take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Much better. Oh, yes, much better. Can even breathe clearly. Clearer.
Good, good. Okay,
wow.
You are learning to stand in your power, so don't stop.
Amen. Yes, yes. Wow, thank you. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
Both so very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, Kat.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. I love you both.
And we love
you. Love you too.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You as well. Many blessings to you both. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kat.
Thank you.
Okay, now we're moving to our caller from 111111111. Hi, who's this?
Hello? It's Lydia.
Hi, Lydia. What can we do for you today?
Well, I have a gentleman that I care about very, very much, and I really feel my gut feeling says that there's something that's really, really wrong, and I wanted to see if I'm correct on this. Do you need his name?
Well, let's see.
No.
DC, do you need a name?
No. And what was the question?
I have a gentleman that I care for very deeply, and I feel that there's something very, very wrong right now that's going on in his life. My gut tells me that there is. He's not sharing it with me. He's very distant. But something tells me there's something really, really wrong, and I can't fix this. And I can't help him unless he tells me.
Okay. Let me see if I can pick up anything on him. Okay. Let's see. Okay, I'm feeling like the situation between the two of you, and the way that you're feeling. And you are wondering, like, what can I do? I'm feeling all this difficulty. Okay.
Right, because there's something, he has some issues, but I think they've hit a head. I think he's spiraling. I just don't know because he's not sharing.
Okay. I'm just trying to see if they're going to show me what this is. Let's see. Yeah, I just feel like, you know, there's like trouble with the energy there. That's what they're showing me. Okay. Okay, I'm just getting, there needs to be a little space between you guys, you know?
Okay.
And I'm getting, the relationship is like, I just feel like he's not at the place where you are, hon, if that makes sense to you.
Yep, totally.
And it's just like create the space and just, you know, and just give him a little bit of room there is what I'm getting. Okay?
Okay.
Make the space, make the energy. You know, put the energy there.
Okay. So he's okay, though, right?
Well, you know what? First of all, I'm getting, if you don't give him the space and the energy, it actually could, you know, make the relationship come to an abrupt end, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And make sure that you have clear communication. I'm getting there has to be clear communication. And don't make any assumptions, honey. Okay? Don't make assumptions that you have to talk to him. Okay.
That's going to be kind of difficult because he's kind of like froze me out. When he has issues, he withdraws, and he's withdrawn.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting, you know, he needs a little space is what I'm getting right now. Okay. And it's sort of like a storm warning, like something's brewing, you know?
Okay.
I sort of feel like he's almost feeling like he's trapped. Okay?
He's what?
He feels in a way that he's trapped.
Got it. Okay.
So you guys, it's going to come to the point where you're going to be having to talk about this if there is any way to really, you know, to have this relationship. Okay?
Okay. Well, we had an opportunity to talk then.
Okay. Because I'm just getting like there's not enough communication.
There's not.
There's
not. So will that door open up?
Okay, well, with the angels are showing me, like, obstacles.
Yes.
Okay, I just feel like, you know, you're going to be standing and making a decision whether you're, you know, how much energy you're going to put into this. Okay?
Okay.
So,
and I get that, but the question is, will a door open up? Because if we can communicate, that'll help.
Well, you know what? There's going to be a door opening up, but I don't think it's going to be the door that you're expecting. there may be a door opening up with another person, in that door. Okay?
Okay. So
because I'm pure energy, like in this relationship as well. Okay? With all this difficulty going on. Okay?
Okay, because I don't want to lose them in the front.
Right.
Either.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting boundaries. You need to have some kind of boundaries with them too as well. And make sure that you're loving yourself first. Okay?
Okay. I'll just be even more blunt then. Because he's kind of hit it out of nose. He has an addiction issue. He is in recovery, but I believe that he has slipped out of his recovery.
Okay.
So I have basically removed myself so that I'm not
sort
part
of
that.
You've got to watch because it's sort of like you, like when you're in a relationship with someone, you're sort of trying to give too much. You're sort of trying to fix everything that's going on in the relationship, and that doesn't help, okay?
Okay.
Okay, because it's like you're trying to make sure everything is right and you're fixing everything, but you can't fix everyone. And I'm getting, if you're open, I see a new relationship coming, and this person is more sensible, reliable, and really, really a nice person, okay? So I'm getting like you've got to work a little bit on you and really be more secure in who you are as well, okay? On another note, I wanted to ask you, I feel as though the angels are saying that you're not getting enough magnesium, okay?
Okay.
I mean, with stress and everything, you can lack magnesium as well. Okay, and
so
I just felt, but the angels were saying like magnesium.
Okay, I'll take magnesium. I can take that. It's not a big deal. I can take that. So
I mean, if you're a little bit low, like in magnesium, you may find that you are a little bit more irritable. You may have anxiety. Some people have migraines. They notice like different things going on in their body. So I don't know if you've noticed like anything going on. But I did get, like I said, I did get, like, magnesium, okay?
Okay.
So does that ring with you?
I see I'm not irritable. That's one of the things, and I don't have
anxiety.
Okay,
but you're not relaxed. Yes, but I'm getting you have trouble relaxing, okay?
That's right.
You've got to take
the
time to rest, relax, and really take care of you, because I'm getting your health is starting to suffer as well, hon, okay?
Okay.
That's what I'm saying, like, for help.
Yeah,
okay?
I'm getting, I've been working a lot lately. So
and just love your body, no matter what's going on in your life. And you've got to stay positive, okay? And that helps in all aspects of your life. You are yourself in need of a little bit of healing, so I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, okay?
Okay. Okay, Lydia, let's see what they want to do. Okay, so they're showing me that you are a caregiver. You take care of other people. And when you get totally into taking care of other people, you stop taking care of you. You move yourself to the back burner and you make other people more important than you. And they want you to stop doing that. So we are going to do some statements to release those beliefs. So just repeat after me.
Okay.
Dear innate, I release the need to make others more important than me.
Dear innate, I release the... What was the next sentence?
The need to make other people more important than me.
The need to make other people more important than me.
Dear innate, I do not need to fix anyone.
Dear Nate, I do not need to fix anyone.
Dear Nate, I do not need to worry about anyone.
Dear Nate, I do not need to worry about anyone.
Dear Nate, I do not need to solve other people's problems.
Dear Nate, I do not need to solve other people's problems.
Dear Nate, I do not need to make others dependent upon me.
Dear Nate, I do not need to make others dependent upon me.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to love myself.
Dear Nate, is it safe for me to love myself?
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to recognize my own value.
Dear Nate, is it safe for me to recognize my own value?
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to live my own life.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to live my own life.
Dear Nate, I choose to love and accept myself.
Dear Nate, I choose to love and accept myself.
Dear Nate, I choose to attract loving, healthy people into my life.
I choose to attract loving and healthy people into my life.
Dear Nate, I deserve to be loved.
Dear Nate, I deserve to be loved.
Dear Nate, I deserve to have a wonderful life.
Dear Nate, I deserve to have a wonderful life.
Dear Nate, I no longer put off my own happiness.
Dear Nate, I no longer put off my own happiness.
Dear Nate, I surround everybody else with love.
Dear Nate, I surround everyone else with love.
Dear Nate, I let them all go.
Dear Nate, I let them all go.
Take a nice deep breath.
Okay. Thank you so much.
How do you feel?
All right, have a good night. Happy Easter. Okay.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller is another 111111111 number. Oh, hold on. Hi, who's this?
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Fine. Pretty good.
You want to tell us your name?
Yes, my name is Dejan. I'm calling from Texas.
And what can we do for you, Dejan?
I wanted to know if you see me and this other girl, her name is Kylie, in a relationship.
Okay. Hold on. Let's see what DC is getting.
Yes, hello, Dejan. Very nice meeting you. Thank you for calling in this evening.
Hi.
Hi, hon. Okay. I'm getting, when you asked about you and she, you know, connecting in the area of love, I got, there's a lot of good energy around, you know, the two of you, and I'm getting very soon you have the opportunity to get closer. The thing that I want to know is how is the communication between the two of you?
It's pretty regular. It's pretty regular.
Okay. Because I'm getting, you know, communication is going to be the key. Okay? You guys,
okay.
You really have to, you know, you've got to be able to, you know, say what you're feeling, what's on your mind. And I'm also getting, you know, during your dream state, you're getting a lot of messages in regard, you know, to this relationship and other matters in your life. Are you paying attention to what your dreams are telling you?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And also I'm getting that you're very intuitive, and make sure you listen to your gut, because your gut area is where your intuition lies, and that's going to help you to make the right choices. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, like, watch, you know, that you don't get stuck, like, in the same old patterns that you've had. You've got to watch. Trust those feelings that are within, those innermost feelings, and trust, you know, what you're getting during your dream state. Okay, and I'm getting there's no need to go really fast, you know, just slow down and enjoy it. Let me see what they're saying. Okay, I'm also getting you may be holding on to something from a past relationship. I'm getting, you know, it's time to release. And the angels are sort of showing me like Christmas lights. And they're all like tangled up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there's okay. Something that has to be released actually before you can go forward. Okay, so I'm going to turn you over to Barbara so that you can, you know, release whatever that is that you're holding on to, because this is a beautiful time for you. This is a powerful time in regard to the area of love. Okay? And I want to make sure that you're ready for, you know, for the love that you're desiring. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, because I'm getting, if we don't, you know, clear that up, it's sort of going to, like, spill over into, you know, what you guys are trying to create. So I'm going to ask Barbara to come in. Barbara?
Okay, Dijon, you just need to say what I say. We're going to talk to your innate body, and that's just a part of us that does this amazing job healing our beliefs and changing them and opening us up to life. Okay, here we go. Dear innate, I release the past.
Dear innate, I release the past.
Dear innate, I release my past relationships.
Dear innate, I release my past relationships.
Dear innate, I release the need to repeat the past.
Dear innate, I release the past.
No, I release the need to repeat the past.
Dear innate, I release the need to repeat the past.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to move forward.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to move forward.
Dear innate, I create my life.
Dear innate, I create my life.
Dear innate, I open my heart to love.
Dear innate, I open my heart to love.
Dear innate, I deserve to be loved and adored.
Dear innate, I deserve to be loved and adored.
Dear innate, I open to the joy of love.
Dear innate, I open to the joy of love.
Dear innate, I completely love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I completely love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I am good enough.
Dear innate, I am good enough.
Dear innate, I have power.
Dear innate, I have power.
Dear innate, I am loved by God.
Dear innate, I am loved by God.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, how do you feel?
I feel good. I feel a little bit more open.
So when you think about your relationship now, how does that feel?
It feels like I can conquer that, like I can go forward with that now.
Okay, you're giving me one more statement. Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear of failure.
Dear innate, I release the fear of failure.
Dear innate, I release the fear of not being loved.
Dear innate, I release the fear of not being loved.
Dear innate, I release the fear of needing to prove myself.
During that, I release the fear of needing to prove myself.
Dear Renee, I release all of the fear.
Dear Renee, I release all of the fear.
Dear Renee, I let it all go.
Dear Renee, I let it all go.
And take another nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
It feels good.
Okay. Well, I think get out there and create a wonderful relationship because you do deserve it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, we are going to the caller from area code 856.
Hi, who's this?
Oh, it's Rose Maria. How are you? I just called to say Happy Easter.
We're doing good, Rose Maria. How are you?
I'm getting better with my health and all. I'm trying to get it situated, but a rough couple weeks and weekend. Really bad.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get better. So it's like a little anxious and everything else.
Well, let's
well,
see
I
if you see
like
getting anything. There we go.
Yes, I was. I feel like it's time. I'm getting it's time. It's time to trust. It's time to surrender. It's time. And you've got to let go and allow the universe to help you to, you know, connect with that path that you're supposed to be on.
Right, and it's not happening, if that makes sense.
Because you're holding something in. You're putting up like a barricade almost, and I feel like there's a lot of stress. You get overwhelmed, you overthink, you
right.
overanalyze. You're holding your breath, and you're, you know, like, I feel like you look like a balloon, and I have a little pin, and then it pops, and now you're, shh. You've got to just breathe. Oh, my gosh. Take a moment and, you know, like breathe slowly in through the nose and then out through the mouth. And, you know, during the day, try to remember that and breathe. You've got to get outside, you know, connect with nature and really, you know, feel the sun, feel the sunshine on your face, you know, and how beautiful it feels and know that all is well. And everything will happen. You know, when it's supposed to happen. And in the meantime, just have a little fun.
True.
So did you enjoy today? Did you have a little fun?
A little bit, not much, but resting up and trying to get better, if that makes sense.
Okay. I feel like, you know, you've got to let go and surrender, and you'll have the freedom you're looking for. I'm getting you also, you know, you're in need of a little bit of healing as well.
Right.
Okay. You need a little bit more balance. I'm getting the word moderation around you. Are you, you know, are you watching what you eat? Are you getting enough sleep? Are you getting a little bit
now.
Of
that? Yeah, medications and resting up and drinking a lot of water the last couple of days.
Okay. And I'm getting like there's some bad habits that you've got to start, you know, like paying attention to. Okay. It's sort of like, oh my gosh, I feel like you put your finger in a light socket. I just feel like, you know, like you have amazingly nervous energy. Okay.
Okay.
So you've really got to relax, you know, and getting out, you know, just getting outside, taking a little walk, and just, like, listening to all the sounds you hear, I mean, that'll help as well. And you've got to let go of that negativity, hun, okay, to really feel better as well. You're holding on to a lot of it, and that really does adversely affect your body, okay?
Yeah, just...
What you're holding on... Because I just feel like you're not connecting with your joy.
And you just feel like there's not enough hours in the day to really take care of yourself, you know, and you've got to start small, but start, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And I'm getting, you know, it's a good thing that you called in because this is like an alternative way to, you know, bring some, you know, health back to you, okay?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I just feel like you really need a little bit of a healing. Okay. And I do feel like your health is going to improve, so I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and we're going to, you know, start with a little bit of healing. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Awesome, hon.
Okay, here we go. Dear Nate, I release all sickness.
Dear Nate, I release everything.
Dear Nate, I release all dis-ease.
Dear Nate, I release all, I can hear the last part, the last word.
Dis-ease.
Dis-ease.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to be healthy.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to be healthy.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to be healthy.
Dear Nate, it's safe to be healthy.
Dear Nate, I choose to be healthy.
Dear Nate, I choose to be healthy.
Dear Nate, I choose to move forward in my life.
Dear Nate, I choose to move forward with my life.
Dear Nate, I deserve perfect health.
Dear Nate, I deserve perfect health.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to breathe.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to breathe.
And take a nice deep breath. Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I let go.
And take another deep breath. How do you feel?
A lot better now.
Good. All right. Don't forget to breathe and let yourself be healthy. In fact, don't ever tell anyone you're not healthy. If you talk about yourself, talk about how wonderfully healthy you are.
I kind of remember that. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, that's what you're moving towards, so make sure you keep saying what you desire. So unless you really want to be sick, you don't talk about being sick. Okay?
Right. True. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
You are welcome. God
bless.
Have a beautiful evening.
You too.
All right, we are moving to the caller from area code 805. Hi,
Hello?
This is
Simon.
Simon?
Yeah.
Simon?
Hi. How are you?
We're doing
How are
good.
You,
what can we do for you today?
I'm doing pretty well. I just called it. I guess I've just been starting a relationship. She and I have been talking for probably about the past 9 months and have just been falling for each other more and more over time. She finally managed the courage to leave the toxic relationship. And we've just been spending a lot of time together and it's been really nice.
Okay. Simon, the first thing that I'm hearing is you've got to be patient and you've got to be optimistic. Okay. And just allow love, you know, to really be all around you. And you've got to relax. I feel like you're not relaxed with this relationship, you know, or the start of a relationship. This for you is going to be a time of healing.
Yeah.
You've, you know, carrying a lot of emotions within you, yourself. And because of everything that you've been carrying, There's so much in there that there's no room for joy to come in, okay?
Okay.
And I feel like, you know, you need to, it's sort of, I feel like, you feel a little bit weak, you feel a little bit tired, you sort of got to, you know, take care of yourself, a little bit of recovery is needed, mm-hmm. so that you can, you know, feel good and feel healthy and go forward in the area of love, okay?
Okay.
Okay? So I'm just kidding, you know, this is a time that you've got to take care of you. And
yeah.
you've got to be able to trust. And the trust starts with you. You've got to be able to trust yourself. And then you've got to be able to trust the universe, you know, to really help you to connect, you know, to the love that you're wanting. Okay? So
okay.
on one hand, you know, you've had a lot of different, like, emotions and everything that you're carrying within. You've got to let go of them. You've got to allow yourself to heal. You've got to allow the difficulty that you've been carrying as, you know, as well to fade away, because your future looks really nice, Simon, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to ask Barbara to come in, because you're sort of holding on to, like, past emotions and things, and they don't serve you in the present or the future. Does that make sense?
It really does, yeah.
Yeah, because you've got to make a little room for all the good stuff that wants to come in, but... And it's sort of like you have a closet that is just overflowing. You open the door, and everything is falling out, and you're saying, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? I just bought, you know, 5 new outfits. Where am I going to put them? Well, you can't put them there because it's so filled. And that's the same thing with the emotions that you're holding on to. They're emotions that you've got to clear. So I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Simon.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, hon.
Okay, Simon, we are going to make some of those dear innate statements, so you just need to repeat what I say, okay?
Okay.
All right. Dear innate, I release the fear of love.
Dear innate, I release the fear of love.
Dear innate, I release the fear of not being good enough.
Dear innate, I release the fear of not being good.
Dear innate, I release the belief that she can't love me.
Dear innate, I release the belief that she can't love me.
Dear innate, I let go of all my past failures.
Dear innate, I let go of all of my past failures.
Dear innate, I no longer need to repeat the past.
Dear innate, I no longer need to repeat the past.
Dear innate, I deserve to be happy.
Dear innate, I deserve to be happy.
Dear innate, I deserve to be loved.
Dear innate, I deserve to be loved.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be loved.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be loved.
Dear innate, my life is filled with joy.
Dear innate, my life is filled with joy.
Dear innate, I open up to loving myself.
Dear innate, I open up to loving.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to be loved.
Dear innate.
Dear innate, I know I am good enough.
Dear innate, I know I am good enough.
Take a nice deep, deep breath. And how does that feel?
Very relieving. Turn the whole back. Tears to that.
It felt like there were these huge boulders rolling off your shoulders. So I don't know what kind of stuff you were lugging around, but there was quite a bit of it.
There's just thinking of all the basically all the stuff that's just an illusion that, you know, you just don't need to worry about believing it's not.
Well, when you find yourself feeling that way, you can simply say, "Dear innate, I release the worry. Dear innate, I release the stress," and just let it go.
Yeah.
You don't have to spend any time at all thinking about it. You can just let it go right then.
Beautiful. It's so amazing.
And I'm seeing this has the potential to be a fabulous relationship. So, you know, whenever anything comes up, let it go. So you can move more and more into this amazing love that is there for you.
Thank you so much. I truly, even after talking to DC in the past, I really do believe this girl is my twin flame. There's just so much commonality. It's overwhelming, but in a very good way. She's just one of the most beautiful balls of light.
Okay. You need to move more and more into that wonderful life. It is there for you. It truly is.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And call us back whenever you need to, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Simon.
Okay, DC, that is all of our callers.
Awesome. What a beautiful night.
Yes.
It just feels so wonderful. What a way to end our amazing Easter evening.
Mm-hmm.
And I ate too many, like I said, chocolate bunnies, and I said, oh, my gosh, I feel so fat. And Ginger's saying, you look fluffy. You're not fat, you're fluffy. So I've got to cool it with the chocolate bunnies, Barbara.
Well, that's okay. Get them all out of your system,
yeah,
and then you don't have to eat anymore.
For today, but I got to get back on track. Oh, my goodness. And Ginger is just saying, Barbara, she's so proud of you. And she wants you to get excited because she's saying that she's not supposed to say it, but something good is coming your way. And she wants you to get really excited.
Okay. I am ready to receive it.
Awesome. Yeah, she won't tell me what it is. She said we can't keep a secret. So I don't know what it is. I hold in the other stuff, but she said the good stuff, you're going to definitely tell her. And she's saying, Barbara, you are transforming by leaps and bounds. And she wants you just to embrace all your beautiful gifts.
Okay, I'm working on it.
And the angels are with you, and they're helping you to just to go forward and to really create what you've been wanting. And she's saying, you know, Auntie Barbara, what is it that you've been dreaming about? It's going to manifest. It's she said it's going to be really exciting. And you've got to just, you know, you've got to pay attention to your dreams because they're going to give you, like, you know, steps that you have to take. And she's saying, don't be afraid. Just, you know, go forward. Don't let anything hold you back.
Okay.
So take those faith, and she's saying, she's even giving you a pair of running shoes. She's saying, you know, put on those shoes and run. And she's saying that, you know, she wants you to tell her, I am ready, and I expect all this good that's coming my way, because you truly are, and just receive it. So there's many, many beautiful things coming your way, many beautiful opportunities. So she just wanted to let you know. And she's
wonderful.
Saying, happy Easter, everybody. Yes, very cool.
Well, I am definitely looking forward to it, so
yay. Awesome. Yay. Well, thank you, Barbara. Happy Easter, and happy Easter, everyone. And we look forward to connecting with you next Sunday. Have a good evening.
Yeah. Good night, everyone.